I'm sitting on a plane and I'm leaving Whitehorse. I went through security thinking this might be the last time I saw the Yukon. On the plane, I'm trying to hold it together. I liked it here, but I had to leave. You can't live on a visa forever, not without a stable source of income. I stretched it for 3 years, but I've always had this fear that if I went back across the border into the US, I'd never get back in. That some door would slam shut, and I'd be trapped outside the place I'd fallen in love with. I'd lived in Canada for 3 years. The US had gone through the horrors of 9/11 and was now at war. Not so subtly, American freedoms were being justified away. It scared me to return to all that. Who was I kidding? I was entering a foreign country. It wasn't the US I had known, and I was afraid of being changed by it. The flight attendant walked into the plane, looked around and saw me. He came up and opened his hand. "Did you leave these?" he asked me. In his hand, he had loose change and two lapel pins, one with the Canadian flag and one with the Yukon flag. I must have left them at security. How did he know they were mine? Somehow, I felt reassured taking back those two lapel pins and the loose change, like they were saying I would be back. Back to Canada, back to the Yukon, with enough money this time to stay. I was determined to immigrate in 1 year. Boy, did I get that wrong. Immigration is complex and mysterious. First, you have to take a test to see if you even qualify to come in. A test all about you. Do you have family here? How well do you know French? Have you got an offered job? What kind of education do you have? Job experience? Then they want evidence, all the history you have in your home country, they gotta have in the new country. So that's police records, medical records, employment records. I had to prove every job I'd had since I was 18. By proof, they want letters from your employers, or pay stubs, something that proves you were there. To top it off, single people are required to have just under $10,000 in savings to cross the border. Even after all those hurdles, the biggest one is just waiting. So each year, expecting to be called north, I would take temporary teaching positions, ready to drop everything and leave. But it would take me 3 years to get back to Canada. My family had a hard time believing I would want to leave the US. Why do you want to live in Canada? Now you gotta understand that Americans never think about Canada. Never. I remember elementary school. Our detailed maps of the US ended at the Canadian border. Canada was this unlabeled space, completely pink, cut off 5 centimeters above our border. We fixed maps to make it easier for kids to focus. Alaska is an island at the bottom of our maps in a separate box next to Hawaii. Why not Alaska, my friends asked. Why did I have to leave America? That was a hard question to answer. I don't like to think I'm running away. I try to think of my immigration as a movement towards something I want, not as if I were escaping something in the U.S. Think of Whitehorse, I'd tell them, like a little Austin, Texas, except you know everyone. You can turn a corner and disappear into wilderness, a far cry from the flat landscape where, standing on my parents' porch, I could see the tree at my sister's house 7 miles away. The Yukon has trees, lots of them, and not just around a house or as a windbreak. Everyone in Whitehorse practically lives outside. They don't run from their air-conditioned cars to their air-conditioned houses. They even come out in 30 below to go searching for the northern lights, or just to walk. When it rains, it comes straight down, sometimes softly. It doesn't have to have an entourage of lightning, thunder, and tornadoes. But yeah, there were some reasons to leave America again. The U.S. had become more and more conservative, warlike, suspicious of anyone who disagreed. My time in Canada made me feel different now, as if I had seen something I wasn't supposed to see. Like the U.S. had been keeping a big secret from me, that we were more manipulated and controlled through our media, through the government. Yeah, that. But also, that Canada was a really wonderful place. I longed for the kind of home you can't have where you grew up. Isn't that the heart of immigration? Immigration changes your status, your loyalties, your peoples, the way you're defined by the rest of the world. It's not something to do lightly. It has consequences. You lose people. You lose an old way of life. Immigration is always about hope that the place you're going will suit you better than anywhere you've been before. It's more than just moving your body somewhere new. It's about the long, slow movement of your identity.